The Purple Project Podcast roll in to the weekend. Eddie Greer for another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast, talking about the latest of what's going on in K-State Athletics, K-State Wildcats, K-State University here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's where yours truly, the creator of this podcast, is currently living at, a former K-State alumni of 2013. Here this weekend, obviously, critical weekend, obviously, for sports. The basketball teams looking to bounce back from heartbreaking losses, obviously, well documented on the reaction edition, episode 82, the weekly edition of the podcast. I'm not going to spoil anything there. It got really, really deep, especially with Alex, as we help my co-host, likes to look at things from a different perspective as well. That's why I love having him on my podcast, and my co-host obviously has some interesting takes, so there's that as well. So basketball track back in action after a month, more on that in just a second there. But yeah, both teams on the basketball side taking on Texas Tech, one here at home tomorrow morning, which is the men's team. The men are still searching for their first win. I mean, what's going to take? What's going to take? What is going to take? I'm going to leave it at that, because later on when the episode 82 comes out, you're going to hear a lot more of that. What it's going to take for the men to get over this hump, shut out. They still have that goose egg when it comes to Big 12 play, and they're going to have to try to demoralize a team that's upset two conference opponents in KU, and recently number one ranked Baylor. That's Texas Tech. And on the women's side, K-State blew an opportunity to win that game and sit on top of the conference, but they're gonna have their hands full against the Lady Red Raiders. That's gonna be a tricky game there, and I think all eyes are gonna be on that game. So really it goes like this. So the men will kick off first, and then the women at 2 o'clock down there in Lubbock. And meanwhile, later on today, actually, K-State men and women's track and field team will kick off their winter indoor track season with the Triangular, and they're going to welcome KU. And actually, they're going to go to Lawrence to take on KU in Wichita State. We hosted this last year, and so this is going to start today at 3 with the women's weight throw, and track events will start at 5 p.m. Central Time with the miles. Oh, excuse me, with the women's mile run as well. Head coach Cliff Rivetto, the director of track and field and cross country, looking forward to this meet as well. Last year, K-State took it back last year, last January. The team earned 17 victories in the triangular meet last year, earning 261 points, clinching their second consecutive triangular victory. They're going to look to make it 3 against those same teams as well. Some of these women and men to keep your eyes on here. I'm just going to go right down the list, not even mentioning the category of events here. Let's just start with senior Tommy Hintis in the women's pole vault. Also sophomore Brian Simon as well. And then you're going to have in here Monique Hardy in the women's weight throw as well. And also in here, who ran out unattached last year in the men's high jump, Kyle Alcine as well. And of course, Chantoba Bright. I called her name a couple few times last year on the Pearl Project podcast as well. She's going to be doing women's triple jump as well. And then, of course, Jack Vincent in the men's mile run as well. Also, Alex Ferguson will compete in the 1,000-meter run as well. Actually, these were results from the K-State Winter Invitational there. As well here, let's go down here. Alex Ferguson won the women's 1,000 meters. Then you going back up a little bit, Victoria Cena and Batista Alves. 60-meter hurdles, she won that as well. So those are, I'm just going dart from dart here, dot to dot here with some of these as well. And then, of course, the junior combo of Oshala Johnson Jr., Shaisa Ray, and then you got to see LaVontasa Stevenson and Bright Works to claim first place in the 4x4 meter relay, one of my favorite, if not the favorite, event on when it comes to track and field, on the, being a former participant in the 4x4, and of course my main event was the 400 as well. So that's kind of, I know I only scratched the surface there, but that's some of the names to keep an eye on, and also those are the names that shine in the K-State Winter Invitational a few weeks ago. So yeah, they're going to kick it off here very shortly later on this afternoon, and then after that, during the track events, episode 82 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly will be coming out as well. So be on the lookout for that as well. So jam-packed weekend coming up for K-State sports, and all really filled with basketball as well. And due to what took place Tuesday and Wednesday, it was basketball heavy. So definitely we're going to get our post grades for football here down the stretch here on the upcoming weekly edition of the podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast: Spotify, Audioboom, Apple Podcast, and more. Purple Project Podcast rolling into the third weekend in 2022. That's going to put a wraps on this edition for the work week edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer saying thanks again, and big kudos to you guys, K-State Nation, and all the others who are subscribed to the podcast. You're not a subscriber to the podcast. This is a good time to do that as well. Football just came to a close a week ago. Now we're fully into the winter sports with basketball, track and field about to kick things off a little bit. Rolling here, getting in shape a little bit. Baseball's going to be around the corner here shortly as well. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!